All right, Evan Ginsberg back with the Wrestling Then and Now segment right here on Who's Slamming Who. Thanks, as always, to Tommy Fierro for this weekly forum. I appreciate those kind comments I've received, and for those who don't like the segment, how much time do you have on your hands that you would listen anyway? Anyway, folks, yours truly has been around indie wrestling for quite a while, and in various capacities, from heel manager to announcer to talent agent, et cetera, so on, bringing in legendary talent to the indies. And I just wanted to quickly comment before another promoter loses their hard-earned cash, just some quick advice. First off, you could have the most beautiful, well-designed website in the world. You could have a beautiful homepage with lovely tinting in the background. And you know what, folks? That's just a very, very small piece of the puzzle. Get out there into the area, town, neighborhood of the actual event. Put up signs. Put flyers in windows. You know, sell tickets in local stores. You know, get the word out. Do you know how many times I've rolled into towns with guys like Johnny Valiant, Nikolai Volkoff, et cetera, so on, and the first thing the old school guys say is, I don't see a single poster or flyer. Nobody would know there's wrestling in this venue, in this town, in this neighborhood, whatever the case may be. There are local newspapers with inexpensive and even free publicity. There are radio shows. There is so much more than just the internet. Okay, the internet is great if you're a hardcore fan and you know, you live and breathe pro wrestling. But that's a very small percentage of wrestling fans out there. Somewhere there's a father or a mother in their 30s or 40s who grew up on wrestling, and they'd love to take their kids, their teenagers, their little kids, out to a live wrestling show, and they don't know about it because they're not on the wrestling sites day in and day out. Okay? They really have lost interest, but they would love an inexpensive entertainment to take the kiddies to. And I'm not saying that derogatorily. I'm saying that, you know, that it's so expensive today to go to a major league sports event, major league baseball, NBA, football, whatever the case may be. Parents would love to see a quality indie show, and but how can they if they don't know it exists, if they don't know it's out there? So, folks, basically when you publicize an event, you need to hit it from every possible angle. The internet's fine. But, you know, buy an ad in a local newspaper. You could buy a TV spot on Raw or SmackDown. Maybe they're watching that. Or even TNA, whatever the case may be. You know, get the word out there. In other words, promote. You're not a web designer. You're a promoter. And taking it to the next level, folks, you know, indie promoters, many times, they love wrestling with all their hearts. That's great. But forget who your favorite is. That's a non-issue. The issue is, will that individual draw? Will that individual be worth the fee you're paying him? Do you know how many times I've heard somebody say, I got so-and-so for $500, with excitement in their voice, their childhood hero, you know, somebody they watched back in the 90s, whatever the case may be, you know, they booked on their show. And I go, how much is the trans? How much is the hotel? And all of a sudden that $500 guy is a $1,000 guy, which is good and fine. You know, I'm always for the worker. I would love to see guys paid what they're worth, but will that $500 guy, who is really a $1,000 guy with the trans and the hotel, will that guy generate 50 tickets at $20 a ticket? Will that guy pay his way? Will the promoter take a bath? You know, what will the case be? So this is my point. Indie promoters, study the few promotions out there that have worked, okay? Here's what they do. They return to the same venues. They heavily, heavily publicize it. They turn young, inexpensive, quality, local talent who they don't have to trans in, and the perception is that these guys are stars, okay? Sure, you could bring in one or two name guys to supplement that. That's great. I would also recommend having two pretty girls on the card wrestling. It never hurts, okay? Never hurts. I would certainly recommend having legends on the card if, again, the expense is warranted, if they'll draw what they're being, if they'll bring in more than what they're being paid. And it's tough out there. I would guesstimate that 98% of indies lose money, many with scary regularity. So the other thing I'd like to say is, forget that this guy's your brother, your cousin, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, whatever the case may be, you know, and book people because they're reliable, because they can work, because they have psychology, not because they do 437 high spots within the first 7 minutes of the match. Book people that you could build a promotion around, and I don't know what else to say, folks, but I happen to love indie wrestling, support indie wrestling, and I'm just giving advice that hopefully will save people some money and help build indie wrestling into a real alternative to the expensive corporate wrestling that many people sincerely cannot afford. And, you know, try taking a family, you know, father, mother, two or three kids out to a WWE or TNA show, and, you know, you're talking hundreds and hundreds of dollars. And in this recession, that's tough. It's quite tough. So I recommend to the indie promoters who happen to listen, or to the indie wrestlers who can, you know, pass this along, here's what I would find. Let me summarize this so I don't beat it to death. Don't put 99% of your budget into talent. You don't need 16 matches. You don't need 10 matches. In fact, many of the old school cards used to have 6 or 7 matches, okay? That's less guys to pay. You know, it's not an endurance contest. And take some of that money that you're saving and put it into publicity. Publicity. Okay? I don't know how strongly I can emphasize that, but that should pretty much do it on this subject. Speaking of indie wrestling, I was at the FCW Forgotten Championship Wrestling card in Brooklyn yesterday, family card. People had a great time, and Amazing Red versus Sanjay Dutt was wrestling elevated art. Just a fine, fine match, and treated as a main event. You don't always see, you know, quote-unquote lightweights in the main event, but those guys tore the place up, and both fan-friendly as well. Decent guys, nice guys who, you know, good to the fans, and it was really one of the reasons that after seeing literally thousands of matches live, and you know, over literally 36 years, that I could still go out to a show and see something worth seeing that I enjoy, that I respect. Amazing Red versus Sanjay Dutt, you know, just quite a match. And talent agent Scott Epstein of PMS, Publicity Management Services, brings in talent like Amazing Red to various indies throughout the country. So if anybody's interested, email me. You can reach me at evanginzburg.com, wrestlingthenandnow.com. legendsradio.net, where we have the best in pro wrestling and the arts each and every Wednesday night, 7:30 to 9:30 Eastern Standard. And in the past few weeks on legendsradio.net, we had Awesome Kong last week. We had Shane Douglas. We had Sanjay Dutt. We had many, many wrestlers on the card. And speaking of indie wrestling, Shane Douglas generated some real heel heat at this FCW show yesterday when he got an old lady to actually slap him in the face, and it seemed like it was a shoot. It did not seem like it was part of the show. But Shane Douglas on the mic, boy, he the guy could talk and he could work up a crowd. So and still got it in the ring as well, Shane Douglas. And a guy to look at as an up-and-comer on the indie scene, Little Greatness, the FCW champion. So check him out as well. And, folks, congratulations to Mr. Everything, Johnny Ledoux, on the birth of his first child. And another one of my indie favorites with one of the great, great gimmicks of all time. The guy has an entourage of like 15 people, everything from a ninja to a chef to a masseuse, et cetera, so on down the line. Mr. Everything, Johnny Ledoux. So anyway, folks, that'll about do it. As stated, check out Legends Radio each and every Wednesday night. Look for the Tiger Khan documentary directed by Franco Frizzetti, coming soon, very soon, as well as Teresa Sario Alive Again featuring Lanny Poffo. That'll be out very shortly as well. Check out the trailer at AliveAgainMovie.com. Both movies co-produced by Evan Ginsberg. And without further ado, that should about wrap it up here at Who's Slamming Who, the Wrestling Then and Now segment. Thank you for listening. Signing off.